possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Day here for you here on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco with you all here on a wonderful Wednesday morning. Nice and cool and crisp.
Oh, did you open the windows last night?
They've been open for the last 3 days.
So I was having a conversation with someone yesterday.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
keep his or her name out of the conversation on the prospects of anonymity or whatever they always say, you know, because of the situation. We discussed and we decided that it was just a little bit too warm last night to have those windows open. How was it from your perspective last night?
Slept like a baby.
You did? Yeah. Okay.
I also have a very awesome fan that oscillates, so I moved that in the living room, and then I used it in the bedroom last night, obviously, is where it's always at, but in the living room, I just had the windows open. It was oscillating. It said, I think the warmest it got in my house was 77, but that was at like 4 o'clock.
That's high of the day, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and then...
How's your allergies with the windows open? Because Jen has these allergies that, when, like, this time of year is bad for her, and I can tell it's bad for you, too. It's even bad for me, and I don't really have the allergies like you guys do.
Yeah, no, mine are always late fall and late summer. So
now,
yeah, but I mean, it's not been a typical summer where everything's like completely dried out and just kind of blowing around everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now we've kind of had these like damp, cool nights, that helps it. But if it ever is like terrible where I can't breathe or I'm constantly sneezing, the windows will get shut. We go back to 68 degrees in the house. But I mean, I woke up this morning, it was 64 degrees in my house.
Nice.
I mean, Chris didn't even want to get up, man.
Yeah.
You know, just dog on the left, dog at the feet. Hey, let's go. And then as soon as I hit the floor, they know it's food time. And then they go out and enjoy. But no, it slept fine last night. It wasn't an issue. But yeah, I mean, obviously.
The worst is being hot at night, though.
It's terrible.
Awful.
No, unless you just got done getting busy.
Right.
But it is a Wednesday.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Yep. That is the sounder because it is a Wednesday, and we have the Fesco and Dusty poll question for you today, which it is wedding related. Sorry for all of you that hate us today. It's going to be a tough show for a lot of you. The poll question is, what role should Andy Reid play in the Kelce Swift wedding? Best man, ring bearer, usher, officiant. Right now, 65.8% want him to be the one who ordains the wedding. 9.4% want him to be the usher. Watch this. Watch me. And then 22.8% want to see him be the ring bearer. I am one of those percentages.
I am the ring bearer guy too.
And then 2% say best man. Because if you didn't know, breaking news.
It'd be Jason.
Yeah, Jason Kelce would be the best man. But it'd still be funny if he was, you know.
Will Tony Dungy be there?
Probably not.
No.
You don't think he will be?
I don't think he'd go if he was.
I think we'll always have sports in some form or fashion. Some people are disenchanted with it.
What do you make of the Taylor Swift effect here?
That's the thing that's disenchanting people with sports now. There's so much on the outside that coming in, entertainment value and different things, as taking away from what really happens on the field.
That's your boy, the alien.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Marvin the Martian.
Kiss my ass. People are disenchanted, he said.
Disenchanted.
This. Yeah. But maybe that's her song. Doesn't she have a song, Disenchanted? I'm just enchanted to meet you.
Could be.
So she needs to change it to, I'm disenchanted to meet you.
Tony.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would absolutely make a song if I were her. Who's disenchanted by this? I love this. I can't help it. I just think this is the coolest thing ever. Like, we're living in a time where the most popular woman in the world got engaged in our town to one of our football players. I remember when there was talk, when I first started, that you couldn't be an athlete in Kansas City and experience what it was like to truly be a national star. And there were those conversations. Well, so-and-so, like, was like Tony Gonzalez when he left here. He's like, well, he's got to go to Atlanta to increase his Q rating, or you got to go to the coast to increase your Q rating. And then all of a sudden people realize the NFL is pretty damn big. You don't need to be on the coast to have this Q rating. And then the Chiefs arrived, right? And then they brought Taylor Swift and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Andy Reid and every damn celebrity that's ever been out there. Like, we're living in an amazing – I don't think people really understand. Like, when you take a step back, this little town of ours has become the spotlight of the world because of the pop culture sports combo that's taking place here. We got Rihanna living here now. We've got Taylor Swift getting engaged. Taylor Swift got engaged in Leawood, Kansas. She got engaged in Leawood, Kansas, right up the street from the new ballpark. Like Kansas is getting everything. The Taylor Travis engagement, the Royals, maybe the tree of the Chiefs. You get a Costco out there. That's great.
Costco, engagement, Green Street, Nixon 5.
Yeah, right. But think about it. Like there are people that are like upset about this. Like it's really bothering them and getting in their feels really and upsetting them and whatnot. This is an amazing time. We've got the World Cup. We've got multiple Super Bowls. We've had a World Series champion in the last 10 years. We've got a winning baseball team. Casey Current doing their thing, building the only women's sports facility in the world. I mean, like, what more could we do in this town right now? I think Taylor Swift would, as I proposed a couple weeks ago at the potential new stadium in KCK. That's got to happen now. Take him on a tour of Leawood where she got engaged.
Be careful, because I think Tony Dungy is listening and texting into the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, a guy texts in. It's like, are we going to talk sports today? I said, well, it might be a tough show for you, pal. No, not really. If I wanted an editor of Teen People to tell me Dart might start if things go south for Wilson and other key insights, I could just watch TMZ. It's just an 8:10 day. That's all. It's actually 8:27 today. And if you want to go listen to, you know, that stuff, then, I mean, do you, man. But you sound miserable.
Well, read the text that he sent yesterday. So you've got to put it in perspective.
Yeah, they texted in yesterday to CDOT. Damian Martinez, cut from Seattle, running back in the 7th round, taken shortly before Smith, probably won't make waivers. Guys, come on. She writes for The Athletic and covers the New York Giants, so maybe put a little bit more respect on her name, but you probably wouldn't get that.
She was great.
She was fantastic.
We'll have her back in week 3.
Yeah.
Who got cut by Seattle?
Damian Martinez, Edgar's brother.
He's a running back with Miami. Played under Cam Ward. Another good stat there. Every guy that Cam Ward played with that got drafted was cut. So I like Cam Ward a lot.
Yep. Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Ooh.
So he was playing with not NFL talent.
I think Cam's going to be pretty good.
I like it. Yeah, I like
He's
it
flying under the radar, man. He was the number one pick of the draft.
Yes.
Where was Davis Martinez drafted?
Never heard of him.
Majority of Kansas City does not care about Kelce and Taylor. Only the weirdos care.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay. I've been called weird my whole life.
Only the weirdos care. No, only the weirdos don't care. Yeah. And that's a fact.
Did you see they broke the Guinness World Record yesterday, that podcast? The most concurrent viewers, most live viewers, 1.3 million people watching live, world record.
Right.
Over half a billion world views record. On
but
that podcast.
Only weirdos
exactly.
care.
Yeah, my bad. It's just the just weirdos. A story. Sorry.
Yeah. It's the story.
Yeah.
Speaking of Green Street Market and Lee Summit, right down the street from where the proposal was, shout out to Green Seed Farms. That watermelon was a 10 out of 10. God, I love some watermelon. Mm. Saw a watermelon feta salad this morning. I don't know if that's
so good, one of the sports. Dude.
But yeah, the news that broke yesterday was the absolute shocker to everyone that there was an engagement between your tight end in Kansas City who plays football for the Chiefs.
Distraction!
Matt
can't even hold it together. It's
from the 913, my daughter and wife care, so I tune in, and I care.
Yeah. I told you, like, when you were off and they did the podcast, right? Somebody texted in that week. He goes, I can't believe here I sit waiting for a middle-aged man to break down a Taylor Swift podcast, but yet here I sit waiting for this. And I want all of it, right? That's how, like, my group text of my friends from college was talking about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. Every group thread that I'm on with friends and family were talking about this yesterday. It was literally the only thing that was being discussed on everybody's group threads yesterday. I guess maybe you don't have friends and maybe you weren't on the group thread if you don't think this is a big story, because everybody in every walk of life, no matter age, no matter salary, no matter demographic, no matter where they live, they're like, oh, this is awesome. I had so many people I haven't heard from in a while weighing in on this,
dude, too. CNN and Fox News talked about it.
Yeah, the president asked about it.
The president of the United States was asked about it and commented on it.
No one cares.
And, yeah, I mean...
You're weird.
NBC Nightly News, first story. I was telling you guys, I was cooking dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Bang. Number one story in NBC Nightly News. Well, they're not a sports show. They're not supposed to talk about sports.
You know what people would do if we started to talk about Davis Martinez, the seventh round pick of Seattle, getting cut and potentially being a waiver wire claim? We'd get fired.
Somebody says, don't talk sports. It's mid-August. What's there to talk about? We're not discussing the position battles on this dynastic Chiefs. Have fun. Don't be miserable.
Yes.
Have a little fun in life. Enjoy life.
God, people take things too serious, man. Yep. They really do. Like, you're waking up this morning and you're getting in your truck and you're pissed that we're talking Taylor. Imagine that life.
The most popular person in the United States, I would assume, is Taylor Swift.
In the world.
Could be. And she resides right here, and she is supporting your team in Kansas City.
Right.
I mean, what else could you ask for?
And you're mad.
And you're upset because it's not sports. It's actually all about the sport.
You ain't going to be able to watch games this year, pal. I'll just tell you that right now, okay? Because every game is going to have something related to this marriage, related to this wedding, related to what this means, because it does mean so much to so many people. And if it doesn't mean that much to you or you can't grasp this, I would ask you to expand your horizons a little bit.
From the 816, come on, boys, quit being so weird. People are just jealous.
Yeah, there is that too, yeah.
It's okay. So, that was the news yesterday, whether you like it or not.
That, hey, this is a sports story.
Yeah, she writes for The Athletic. Get it right. Put some respect on her name. But, you know, you go listen to somebody else, it's just going to put you to sleep. I hope you have enough coffee in your system because you will get bored listening to that other station. You will not get bored listening to the number one radio show in Kansas City here on 96.5 The Fan. As we get into what Lance Leopold said about a rivalry that either could or won't ever happen again here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. I know that I'm hard.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Sports guys on the text line get a load of Q's opinion on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce getting married, because he's coming up at 9 o'clock and he's going to want to weigh in on that.
Plus that game last night that was absolutely exciting, stressful, depressing. Man, what a game that was last night for the Royals and the guys that aren't the superstars. Michael Massey, one of them, Kyle Isbell, another one. Keeping that train rolling. Last night was a flashback to 15. Just keep the line moving in the eighth inning, the ninth inning, and boy, things happened.
Yeah, it was a great night last night for them to get that win, and I'm sure a lot of people turned it off when it was 4-0, but they fought their way back, and to see Kyle Isbell have the big hit in the game last night, I love it. Like, Kyle Isbell's one of those guys never going to get credit for anything, but man, he's been really, really good all year long for this team. Kind of an unsung hero, if you will, of this organization.
Yeah, that game we can dive into a little bit later, but I do want to get to these comments from Lance Leopold because he talked about the KU and MU rivalry.
Yeah, it was one of those things, Jim, when I first took the job, I didn't really realize it, and even as you have an in-state rival in Kansas State who has an excellent program, and then you find out that really there's more people that have a displeasure for the team across state lines in Missouri than they did for the in-state school. Starting to learn more about it, it started to pick up some fever. But like you said, we've got to make sure that we keep our focus where it needs to be, and I'm sure the excitement will start to pick up in game week when we play Missouri.
So, yeah, that's going to happen this year. Mm-hmm. I'm Next super week. Excited about it. I'm glad that that's back because that was my childhood. I was probably, like, really young, 4, 5, 6, mm-hmm. when the Big 8 split to the Big 12. Missouri and Kansas still there. I was a younger adult when Missouri beat Kansas in the Big 12 championship and then put the SEC sign in front of everybody on the floor, letting everybody know that they moved. And then the football games that were classics. A couple of my buddies went to them. There was the first year where Mizzou and Kansas were both pretty much ranked, not pretty much, they were ranked 1 and 2. Todd Reesing versus Chase Daniel. Epic game. Missouri wins. Then the next year you get it in the snow. Todd Reesing does a touchdown to Kerry Meyer in the end zone. Everybody loses their mind there. So you got a little bit of taste of it. And then it was gone. And basketball as well, right? Like, it never mattered if Missouri was having a down year and Kansas was dominant like they always were. The games were always close. Mm-hmm. Going to Allen Fieldhouse for Mizzou was an uphill battle from the minute they got off the bus. The same can be said when the Kansas Jayhawks got the bus and went into the Hearn Center. Those fans showed up. That rivalry bleeds. That's one thing that I love about these programs is that eventually with some time off because SEC Big 12, you lost a lot. Like, you lost a connection and you lost a generation of fans that know what that rivalry truly is. And now that you bring that back, and it's kind of like similar to the Raiders and the Chiefs, right? Like, I grew up hating the Denver Broncos, and everybody's like, oh, you should have seen the Raider days, man. They always got away with it. The Chiefs always got the flags because they were the one that got seen pushing the player or hitting the player. Never the Raiders. I hate those guys. And there's a certain generation where you're like, man, you should have seen this play when Phil Pressey goes up for a layup and Thomas Robinson blocks it or did he foul it, right?
Clean,
you know, and you talk about that. You talk about Paul O'Linney, and you talk about these guys like Marcus Denman that just was an absolute assassin from the corner with threes against Kansas, and he's a local kid, right? And now you get to bring all that back, and fortunately for us in the sports business, both football teams are pretty good this year.
Yeah,
they got a good offense in Kansas with Daniels coming being their quarterback and Leipold kind of turning things around. They've redone their stadium a little bit. And then you've got Mizzou and Eli Drinkwitz, who's had a hell of a job recruiting and getting talent to the team, kind of needs to take that next step, in my opinion. But here shortly, we get KU versus MU, and I'm actually thrilled for this because I love this. It takes me back to my homage of watching the border war of it. And I love that he says that because, yeah, there is a great rivalry of KU and K-State and state. But the bigger rivalry is out of state between Kansas and Mizzou.
The wheat is from Kansas and the molasses comes from Missouri.
Well, sir, we'll do without molasses. Anything from Missouri has a taint about it.
Now, Grandma, you've got to tread lightly. Now we're here in Texas. Lots of nice elements from Missouri coming west.
Never heard of nice things from Missouri coming west. And treading lightly is not my way. We're from Kansas, Jayhawkers, and proud of it.
G.D. Wright, the only nice things coming west from Missouri are the Royals and Chiefs going to Kansas. If anybody has to wonder about the hatred of these two states, I hate Missouri. I'm just going to be honest with you. I went to KU. Mm-hmm. I was raised, as soon as I set foot on that campus, to hate the University of Missouri. And that's a good thing. And I hope everybody that went to the University of Missouri hates the University of Kansas and hates Kansas. That's the way it should be, right? That's what makes a rivalry fun, when there's great hatred on both sides. The K-State rivalry has never been that way. It's just an in-state battle, I think, for both. I think K-State probably has a bigger rival with Iowa State. We saw that over the weekend in Ireland. KU, Missouri will always be the biggest rivalry in this area. And like, when you look at college sports, a lot of times there are state schools that play each other, but Michigan, Ohio State, right? That's the big rivalry. Texas and Oklahoma, that's the big rivalry. You start to think about some of these big schools and, you know, Wisconsin versus Minnesota, they're not in-state rivalries, they're border wars. Mm-hmm. And that's what this was all about all the time. And we're seeing the border war right now. I mean, people in Missouri hate Kansas for potentially taking both of their teams. People in Kansas, well, we were raised to just hate the University of Missouri. That's just the way it goes. I love the fact that this rivalry was back. I like the fact that it stopped for a while and it needed to be stopped for a while because of Missouri, you know, going behind everybody's back and leaving the league, which they should have done. It was the right move by the University of Missouri. The way that they handled it, a lot of people were upset with. But as time moves on, we heal wounds and everybody can say, all right, what's best for everybody? You know what's really cool? Let's play each other again. And we saw it last year in basketball and it was great. And this year in football, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a litmus test game more for Kansas than it is for Missouri. If Kansas beats Missouri, and I believe that game is in Columbia, if Kansas goes down there and wins that football game and takes care of Missouri, that's a major win for the University of Kansas. And then you can have your Eli Drinkwitz takes where you're not a huge fan and you're not a full believer in him. If he loses to the University of Kansas, there are going to be a lot more Dusty Likens out there questioning whether or not Eli Drinkwitz is the right guy to lead that program, because you don't lose to Kansas and expect nobody to say anything to you.
No chance. I mean, again, I went on that rant not too long ago, because I mean, this is one of those things where, like, you shouldn't, I don't know, like, a lot of people think that you shouldn't care beating Kansas if you are Eli Drinkwitz in Mizzou, but man, every single Mizzou fan is telling you, you better win this game.
Yeah.
Because where we take Ohio State and Michigan in that rivalry, in that game, it is the same concept for Kansas and Mizzou football players. I promise you that. And I hope to God, whoever wins that game takes their flag and plants it in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I want to see.
Yes.
Because there is so much more fun in sports when there is hatred within sports. Now, the hatred that we're getting today in the text line from people just absolutely calling us weirdos and blowhards about the biggest story yesterday, that's fine. That's just not a hatred. I hope you can find kindness in your day today. But when you watch the sport of football with Kansas, Missouri, like that's what you want to see. You want to see the ferocious anger and like these guys that are playing for Kansas, Missouri probably have no idea what the rivalry used to
be.
No
clue.
But I guarantee you the best job these coaches can do is every single time you go in there, have something up there like Marty used to have, Raider Week.
You know,
have something and Eli Drinkwitz come in. He's really good at it. He's really good on the microphone and could cut a promo for the WWE probably every night. He's kind of like the Eric Bischoff of college basketball or football. And he can prep those guys on the Mizzou side, whereas Leopold can go over there and be like, you know what these guys over here? They think they're better than you because they're in the SEC. They left this conference and they still laugh about you.
Right.
Go out there and do something about it. And I think when you do that and you build that up, you not only bring back something that was so great, but you rebirth it again.
Yes.
And the reincarnation of this rivalry can be something that is great because we've got Alex Gold, KU, diehard, went there, put his money into the school. And then you've got Carrington Harrison, who clearly is a Missouri fan. You have the picture out there with him in a Missouri hoodie. They're making a bet for the game. And Carrington even has a great documentary coming out.
Carrington's another one of those guys who didn't go to Mizzou, but still roots for him, huh?
I mean, he lived here his whole life. I don't think there's anything wrong with rooting for a college that, you know, you is from the state that you live in. And I think what's interesting, I mean, look at your Ohio State fan.
I know.
And so I think when you look at all of this sort of thing, it's great, man. This is Tennessee, Florida. This is Ohio State, Michigan. This is Boston and New York. This is Cardinals. This is Royals, Cardinals. This is Mizzou, Kansas. And it's fun and it's great. And it will pull people together and cause arguments and fights. And then at the end of the game, 2 days later, they're back to being boys talking about a fantasy football trade because that's what hatred in sports does. It brings you together. It tears you apart. But at the end of the day, you're like, damn. What a game.
Yeah, and I miss the rivalry. Like, I absolutely 100% miss that rivalry. And I miss the fact that since 2012, nobody at the University of Kansas or at the University of Missouri as an athlete or as a student has been able to experience what I was able to experience. Like, Norm Stewart was a guy we used to sit in the student section and cheer, sit down, Norm, sit down, Norm. And Norm would, you know, do his thing. And it was a fun rivalry with him and Roy Williams. And then Norm would always used to say, I don't spend money on the Kansas side of the state line. So they would pull over at the last hotel in Missouri and stay there and then go traveling for the game. And he wasn't going to spend his money there. I do the same type of stuff. I don't want to spend my money in Missouri. So Norm Stewart was the perfect fodder for this on the Missouri side. Obviously, Don Fambro was that guy on the side for Kansas who used to meet with the team before every game and give him the speech and how much he hated Missouri and fired everybody up. He's dead. There's nobody there that can do that anymore right now, right? There's nobody on the staff other than like Bill Self. There is nobody there at the University of Kansas that can bring that passion and that hatred for the University of Missouri. And there, you know, really there's not many people on the Missouri side of things that can bring that passion and hatred. It has to come from the fans. And that's why leading up to this game, it's going to be up to the fans to continue to fuel that fire and to continue to keep that fire going because it's been burning inside of us for the last 12, 13 years. We haven't had an opportunity to see it. And now we're going to get to see it on the football field. And it should be a game that is played every year. And I think it should be played wherever the Chiefs end up with their new stadium. That should be the site of this game. A neutral site game every year. Kick off the season this way. Make it big. Make it awesome. Make it one of the premier games on the college schedule because it does have the opportunity to do that. Kansas is on the come. Missouri is on the come. Both of these teams are playing good football. Let's make this a marquee game and let's deliver a marquee game to the rest of the country so they can see the hatred and the passion that we have for this rivalry.
A lot of people have hatred for Dylan Raiola. I don't understand the hatred. I think, it's a little odd that he looks a lot like Patrick Mahomes, maybe on purpose. He said yesterday he can't be mad at God for giving him the similar looks. This was him talking about it.
Is you and Mahomes really cool, bro? Or is it Cap?
Is that big bro? Like, what's up?
So I'm going to just start with that. It ain't Cap. It's real love.
Real love.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be like, oh, he want to be like him and all this stuff. It just so happened he played baseball. I play baseball.
Yeah.
He plays quarterback. I play quarterback.
You won five.
He won five.
You look alike. He look alike.
I thought somebody was going to say that. I knew he was going to say that.
You had to cut first. I seen it first.
Yeah. You had to cut first.
I seen
it. You did have to cut first. You did have to cut first. And so I'm saying, like, then, like, I can't. Pre-game warm-up. I can't get mad at God for making me look like him.
Facts.
Pat's cool, bro. He knows what it is. Like,
that's good you got that relationship regardless. Yeah, that's bro. Somebody, that's a real mentor.
It's like him. I got my Uncle Matthew Stafford, and I just started recently connected with Tom Brady.
So do you like the name Mini Mahomes they be calling you?
Nah, bro. Every time the little kids around here be like, yo, Mini Mahomes, like, what'd you say? I'm like, well, what's my name? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm trying to be my own guy, so you know what I'm saying?
Are you, though?
I didn't know that's what he taught. I didn't know that was his voice for a minute. I'm like, he'll speak. But yeah, that's Dylan Raiola talking about how he had the haircut first. He's, you know, compared to
I had the haircut first.
Mm-hmm. So he said I had the cut
what
first.
What he said, he had the cut first.
Mm-hmm.
I had the cut before Bieber back in the day. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, man. People steal your look.
It sucks.
Patrick Mahomes has had that look for, like, before Raiola was, like, in middle school.
He had the cut first.
He could have had the cut first. Who knows? He didn't have the cut his freshman year, though, conveniently.
Oh.
There's a picture of Dylan Raiola in his freshman year. Didn't have that cut, but, you know, but hair grows and they get it again. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, he didn't have that haircut first.
You calling him a liar?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am. You didn't have that cut first.
I mean, we don't know that.
Patrick Mahomes has had that since he's come into the NFL.
Okay, so Dylan Raiola could have had that when he was 10 years old.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's true.
He's just playing devil's advocate.
Now, I understand what you're, but no, Dylan Raiola, you are a direct clone copycat Patrick Mahomes. You are trying to be Patrick Mahomes. And it's strange, man. Like, everybody knows what you're trying to do there.
It wasn't like copycat for me until I saw the celebration before the game where he runs down to the end zone because nobody else does that but Mahomes. Like, I'd understand if, like, you know, you went down to the goalpost, put the knee down, prayed. A lot of people do that. Mahomes even does that. You know, obviously a lot of athletes do that. Or if you were, you know, trying to throw the ball as far as you can, Josh Allen does that. Burrow will do that. Like, in the last three throws, they'll try to hit a, you know, as far as they can throw it down the field. Mahomes also does that. But you wear the same armband, the same headband, the same sunglasses, the same facial hair, the same haircut, the same number, the same celebration.
Yeah.
You even kind of run similar. But hey, man, if you're ever going to copy yourself after somebody, you might as well be the best in the game. I mean,
people loved Kobe Bryant. People loved him. Everything he did was Michael Jordan. Armband, tongue out, same jump shot, same moves, and we love him. So I just don't know why. It's just very weird, the juxtaposition of those things. I mean, because he copied everything he did. Everything.
I think, and I'll play devil's advocate on this.
Yes, absolutely.
By the time we realized that, Kobe was an established NBA stud.
Maybe. Yeah.
This guy's a middling Big Ten quarterback.
Yeah.
That will be working for the corn growers of Nebraska in a couple of years.
We'll see this year.
He'll get drafted.
Yeah, we'll see this
round.
Year.
He'll be
a
first-round draft pick. For sure.
Yeah, I think he's got talent. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm excited. He'll play Cincinnati, Thursday night in Arrowhead?
Tomorrow night, baby.
You think he's going to be a first-round draft pick?
Was I wrong about Jackson Dart?
Yeah, I'm not going to go in on the Dylan Raiola first-round
draft pick. He's 19 years old.
Yeah,
he's got two more years.
Yeah, we've got a lot of time.
He's one of the most hyped-up prospect quarterbacks in college.
Would he be hyped up if he didn't look like Patrick Mahomes? And I'm asking that question very serious.
Well, he was before we knew he looked like Mahomes when he got recruited to Nebraska.
Well, because his uncle played there, right? And a lot of guys come out of college or high school and we hype them up. And then I saw numbers yesterday. How many of these guys that are hyped up out of high school actually end up playing and whatnot? And the number is so small with the guys that we hype up. So I don't really care that he was hyped up going into college. A lot of people are hyped up going into college and we forget who they are. So I don't know if he's a good quarterback yet. There's not enough of a body of work for me to judge whether or not he's a good quarterback. What I know about him is he's got a case of the try too hards and being Patrick Mahomes. It's like George Brett, be Mike Moustakas. Don't be somebody else. Be you, man.
Yeah, I'm okay with him copy. I just wish he would say that he does use him as a influence. He does look to Patrick Mahomes as an influence. Obviously, he's a role model, but yeah, you could, you know, point out the warm up and all those sorts of things, but I mean, he's a kid.
Mm-hmm. He's 19.
I've been pretty standard, consistent on this since last season. This guy's a kid. He gets trashed so much for this. He's a child. Like, he's 18 years old, man. Patrick Mahomes. He knows him. Yeah. So what? He copies him. Oh well.
Yeah.
He's becoming his own guy, and yeah, he'll have to figure that out. And there will be trials and tribulations with this.
And there's one way to shut up a lot of haters. Go bring back the Big Red.
Yeah. Because go make Nebraska relevant.
There's
a
lot of hype in Nebraska this year. You're a big-time quarterback because of maybe what looks similar to Patrick Mahomes, but also because you do have a lot of talent in that right arm. Go out there and make Nebraska relevant. Go out there and make Nebraska noticeable, because if you do that and you put up the numbers to do it, no one cares what you look like.
Sure.
And I will promise you that. Some breaking news out of the Kansas State world. This is your home for K-State Athletics. Kansas State star running back Dylan Edwards will miss the game against North Dakota this week and is expected to be doubtful for the game with Army in week three. Edwards appeared to injure his left ankle early in the game against Iowa State. A huge blow in that game.
That sucks. Super
talented running back for K-State.
Well, that's why you don't do fireworks before the game.
Well, if you're Binkley, that's why you don't go play your game. And but yeah, so that's some crushing news out of the Kansas State world. Yeah, because Dylan Edwards is a stud, dude.
Yeah, he's big for them, man.
Huge, dude. Like, you know how K-State's been. That's how they run through the running backs, right? They pumped out a bunch, and they use it very well. Their quarterback, Avery Johnson's definitely going to miss that.
Yeah.
As well as a battery mate to him in the backfield. But, Dylan Edwards will miss the game against North Dakota, which, to be fair, we can sound arrogant. You probably don't need Dylan Edwards against North Dakota. You probably don't need him against Army.
Yeah, maybe play it safe.
And it's an ankle injury for a running back. We know that all too well with Isaiah Pacheco
last
year.
Just keep that guy under wraps until, conference play gets here now.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens there as well. So also some news that came out a little bit later about Tom Brady. We'll break into that as well. But coming up on the other side, Cracker Barrel caved, MLB fail, and bachelor party locations, because the biggest news of the day was the biggest news of yesterday, the engagement for one Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. You are listening to Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. Damn, glad to have you on a Wednesday. We'll get to Matt Cotrero, the Royals manager, in about 15 minutes here on 96.5 The Fan. Should be a fun little story today to talk to him about. We got fantasy football. We got Massey and Isbell coming up clutch last night. What was the vibe like with the engagement news inside that locker room?
Who do you think broke the news to the team? I guess it came down at 1 o'clock Eastern time yesterday.
Pasquantino, for sure.
Had to be Vinny, right? Our friend Tammy from the Westin texted, and she goes, you do realize that Travis is her 13th boyfriend, and they made the announcement at 1 p.m., which is the 13th hour of the day?
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
She always is one step ahead, man.
Tammy is. I know. She really is. Like, I think they're going to have the wedding at the Westin.
There we go.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, that'd be cool. Engagement was in Lee Summit, and then you have the wedding in...
The engagement was in Lee Wood, according to everybody, except for Ed. Again, I love Ed Kelce to death. He needs to be a regular during the football season. Do you think Ed would come on weekly during the football season?
I wish,
yeah.
Like, that would be a fun
that would be incredible.
Guest every week. Ed, what's the latest?
I don't know.
I'm the father of the groom. What do I know, right?
We should definitely have him week two because they play his Eagles.
That's right.
Yeah. So
it's Ed Kelce on the show.
Yeah, man. Like, has anybody ever called you John Goodman?
Yeah. This is an APB for Ed Kelce. I know you guys are all listening out there. Come on, Ed.
He probably wouldn't talk to you guys. I mean, I'm weird talking about his son and his wife.
He was all over the news yesterday talking about because he's a proud father. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing, too. Like, I always think about my kids getting married. And I think I've shared this before. Like, my goal in life is to not be dead to walk them down the aisle, right? That's why I try to stay in shape. I want to be there for all this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking about it yesterday. I'm like, hey, I don't know how many years my kids are going to be in this spot. I broke down a little bit yesterday and got emotional when I said that's how happy I was. I was like, I was happy for my kids. I'm happy my kids get to live through this, because there was one time in Kansas City when getting a Chick-fil-A was the biggest thing we had going on.
Praise be. It's my pleasure to bring you this from the 913. LOL, it's not that big of a story, and I find it hard to believe your listeners care. So we go to our buddy who listens, Tanner, on X. For those texting in saying Kansas City doesn't care, this comes from Union Station 11 hours ago. Congratulations, Travis and Taylor. We are so excited to celebrate this magical new era with you tonight. The Chief's Kingdom lights shine for you as Union Station features a special celebratory lighting display of orange and mint coming together with red and gold. I guess Union Station's just weird for doing that.
Yeah.
On Good Morning Football right now, they're doing Pictionary, and the first name they drew was Taylor Swift. I guess they're weird for doing that.
I saw yesterday a lot of great tweets from a lot of like entities out there, you know, that were tweeting about all this. I think Chili's wins the day asking if they could hold the rehearsal dinner.
I loved that one. That was great.
I was like, you got it. Like, Travis took his shot, right, with Taylor. And that's the life lesson out of all of this, guys. Carrington says it a lot. Shoot your shot.
He led his show yesterday. Carrington, also a weirdo, leading his sports show yesterday with the announcement of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift getting engaged, to saying this is the greatest shoot your shot story of all time.
Of all time.
Yep.
Yeah, it really is. It is the greatest shoot your shot story we've ever been. So you have everybody now kind of shooting their shot. And I think it's a good lesson for everybody. I think at times, especially for guys, maybe not for you as much as me or Mac, I don't know, but like, going up and asking a girl out, very nerve-wracking. And my buddy Ryan Lash, who was in college with me, his dad always used to say, just keep shooting, man. Eventually you'll hit, right? Just yeah, keep shooting. Don't be afraid to shoot. Don't be afraid to shoot, right? And that's kind of where it is. We're all afraid of that possible rejection. But Travis showed us in front of the world.
Literally.
He took his shot, and she said, sure, and here we sit, right? And now you got Chili's wanting to have the rehearsal dinner there. The Dallas-Fort Worth Airport tweeted a picture of her ring yesterday and said, God, we haven't seen a ring this big in Texas since the 90s when the Cowboys were relevant. That was a good one yesterday. I mean, and then the Detroit Free Press tweets out, week six opponent engaged to Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Week six opponent tight end engaged to Taylor Swift.
That's really good.
That's like, so good.
People had so much fun with it yesterday.
100%, as they should.
Here's a story that a lot of people in Kansas City care about. There's homecoming news. The Panthers and the Vikings are finalizing a trade for wide receiver Adam Thielen to return to Minnesota, sources tell ESPN. The trade, Vikings get Thielen a conditional 2026 seventh-round pick and 2027 fifth-round pick. Panthers get a 2026 fifth-round pick and a 2027 show more. I'm kidding. It just says it's like Ron Burgundy.
They get a 2027 fourth round. Yeah, okay.
So Thielen going back to Minnesota because their wide receivers, obviously Addison suspended for 3 games and Justin Jefferson returning to practice today, but probably going to be a little gingery with the injury that he suffered earlier in preseason.
Now, Jordan Schultz tweets out, Adam Thielen and J.J. McCarthy have a great relationship, and this was carefully orchestrated by the Vikings. I'm interested to know what their relationship is, because obviously J.J. McCarthy, he didn't play with Adam Thielen last year, right? Because he was in Carolina. I'm interested to hear more about that relationship. I think that's kind of cool, because if they know those two guys have a relationship, my initial reaction, trademark pending, was that 35, that's old. I don't know what that's going to be. And then I see more of the story, and I see that they have a relationship, as Jordan Schultz is reporting, and I'm like, okay, that's interesting to me now. That's very intriguing, because if they've got that type of relationship, that's going to help them on the field, and to me, that makes that move look better.
And if you're a fantasy football person, obviously tune in Sundays at 9 a.m. with Mac Morris. Mm-hmm. He does his show from 9 to 10 every single Sunday.
Besides the Sunday, yes.
Yeah. You know, if you're a guy that's going to draft like Rashee Rice, you would definitely draft a guy like Adam Thielen, because if there is a suspension upcoming, or if you want to, what do you call that, handcuffing Jordan Addison and Adam Thielen, that way when Addison's out for the first 3 games, you're going to take the targets that would go to him that are going to Thielen, and Thielen has been productive. And we saw him last year with the Red Rocket and Andy Dalton. Once he was on this field, it was like Adam Thielen got tons of targets tons of action. Now goes back to Minnesota, where J.J. McCarthy apparently has the same sort of relationship with him that Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford had. Again, those two much better in their prime than where J.J. McCarthy and Adam Thielen are. But you could assume if there's a relationship there and you've got the vet and J.J. who's going to be double covered a lot, Adam Thielen going to get a lot of targets in Minnesota.
I actually do. The more I think about it, I really like that move by Minnesota, because I don't think the expectations are going to be huge for Thielen. Like, if you think he's going to get you 1,000 yards, forget about it. Then you've got the expectations set wrong. But if he can be a reliable receiver for essentially a rookie quarterback, right? Yeah. It's fair to say a rookie quarterback, and he can be that reliable guy. That's your Sammy Watkins move. That's the move that the Chiefs made to pair Patrick Mahomes with their veteran receiver. Not that Justin Jefferson isn't that guy, but Jefferson is more your Tyreek Hill, your flashy, your big play guy. You're still going to need that guy that you can rely on, like the Sammy Watkins type of player. I kind of think that Adam Thielen may be that role for the Vikings now, even if it's just for 1 year with J.J. McCarthy. But knowing you have that guy there that you can trust is so important for that quarterback. And you can just see him down the field, guys are covered, or maybe the line breaks down, but he knows 19's there, boom, just dump it off, and Adam Thielen's going to make a play for you. And it's setting your young quarterback up for success is what they're doing right now. And I think that's so important because so many teams fail their young quarterbacks. They don't set them up for success, i.e. the Bears last year, right? But now the Minnesota Vikings are doing everything they can to set their guy up for success. And that was the game plan with Patrick Mahomes. Because I remember when they signed Sammy Watkins, I said, why are you doing this? They go, we really don't know what to expect out of this young kid, right? It looks great in practice, but we don't know what to expect. We got to get somebody that has played in this league that can be relied upon for that quarterback. So I think Minnesota's doing a nice job with this move.
A lot of people talking about the shoot your shot.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Because of the engagement that was shot yesterday in Lee Summit in a garden, somebody says, Dusty, this is just proof you need to shoot your shot with Kay Adams. Dusty, you should definitely shoot your shot with Sophie Cunningham. You never know. You could be proposing in that same garden in a few years. We'll see. Oh, sorry. It's Red Rifle, not Red Rifle.
Yeah, he always do that, but I never cracked. I like it.
I thought it was something else. Speaking of a rocket, there was a rocket takeoff last night in the eighth inning. We talked to the man who leads this team, the manager, Matt Cotrero. He will join us here next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.